just love. So I wouldn't want to stay away from predictions like this. And but especially as we believe at EADS is that the predictions that really matter are the predictions that are linked to the next marketing budget cycles. Yeah, next 12 months, next 24 months maximum. If anything beyond this, we can tackle it once it happens. Another reason is that we're honestly struggling to make sense of what just happened in the past and what's happening right now in the present. So let's try and focus more on what's happening now than what's going to happen in the next 10 years. But I'm not going to leave just now and say that was my presentation, no predictions of the future. I'm going to focus on one thing, really, which I think both of the speakers earlier on addressed, which is what Clay Serkey referred to as the fifth media revolution, which is the digitization of media. This is the one thing that happened in media that changed everything, and it's not news, me saying this, but what I'll try and tackle is the effect of the digitization of media on media owners, media agencies, and brands. Again, with the power of hindsight that I have, only me, I will take you back to 1999 to a film that probably 95% of you watched. It was called The Matrix, where there was a 12-second opening scene where the hero, Keanu Reeves, is seen going into his library and picking out a book, an empty book. Where he's hiding some illegal contraband software, hacked programs, etc. And he gives it to somebody else. Now, this 12-second sequence, this 12-second edit, included the prophecy about the black swan that now I can be very clever and say, of course, we should have all seen it. So this book is called Simulation and Simulacra, and I had never heard of it in my life. I don't think anyone else had in this room, probably. But even though the movie is a fictional movie, the book is real. And when I bought it, actually, to prove it to you, so it's a real book. I'm not making things up. So this book was written back in 1985 by a French postmodern philosopher called Jean Baudrillard, excuse my French, where he talks about, you know, typical French Marxist theory about how capitalism, technology, and advertising have replaced all reality and meaning in our society with symbols and signs, which is what our job is, really. And that human experience, he predicts, will basically become a simulation of reality, which is a nice theory, and we could talk about it for hours, but we're not going to get anywhere, really. What is really interesting, though, in this book, is two points that he raises specifically between the relationship between advertising and technology. I think it's really relevant for what we're doing today. So the first comment he says, it's just a quote from the book, is that the power of the language of advertising will be stolen by another language, the power of computer science. And the second point is that data processing information will put an end to the reign of advertising. The thrill of advertising will be displaced onto computers, and the miniaturization of everyday life. Which, you know, somebody in 1985 to make predictions like this, so specific, I think it's good to know. Of course, if I had gone back to my clients at 1985 saying things like this, they wouldn't believe me, of course. I'm going to move straight now to the 15th of February of 2011, which was yesterday, where I was in a meeting, a global brand, global meeting in Amsterdam, where it was a global marketing communications meeting for 2012 and beyond. And I looked around in my meeting room, and the meeting room was full of, these are job titles, chief technology officers, content distribution experts, social media managers, mobile gurus, user experience analysts, web developers, and integrated planners. Why? Well, I think it's because digitization has finally enabled media to enter every aspect of the marketing mix. So in the past, comms planners like me would talk about comms planning, but in the end, we would only be able to drive awareness, maybe build engagement. Now it's the first time that we can talk about every single step of the consumer journey, every discipline of the marketing communications mix.